Okay, you're right.
Unfocused.
Oh, man. I know exactly why now too, though. But what up? We're back.
I'm T.
I'm AJ Twist.
And this is Unfocused episode 263. This is the Zigzagoon episode.
Okay, I want to know this. What is
man,
this?
Oh, man, I'm not going to like it. You already know. This is the tiny raccoon Pokemon.
Okay, that's fine. I'll
fucking
give
hate
that.
Raccoons, bro.
Oh, you hate raccoons.
My girlfriend's fucking laughing her ass off at me right now because she knows I fucking hate raccoons. Like, those are my enemies.
But it's a Zigzagoon, though, you know? How does the Pokemon world know what a raccoon is? Damn, do you hate Rocket?
No, he's not really a raccoon. You know?
Oh, okay. That's what he says.
Yeah, that's what he says. He doesn't know what the fuck he is.
As far as Thor knows, he's a rabbit.
Yeah. Hey, remember in Endgame when they're like, get the rabbit?
Yeah, in Asgard.
Yeah,
like,
oh, shit.
Yo, Asgard don't know what raccoons are either, though.
I guess not.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. This is the podcast, you know, where we talk about anime, video games, comics, all that nerdy stuff that we always talk about.
That's right. And we're live on twitch.tv/closer28.
Yes. Also, you can watch us maybe a couple days afterwards on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast.
That's right. And then I guess Tai Chi wants to know why you hate raccoons.
They carry rabies and they're very fighty.
Mm.
they'll fuck you up. In other words, there's a whole story of me and Mondo and a raccoon, and I'll tell you about it later. That's just one of the many reasons.
Was it on the front?
Actually, back here.
Oh, back here. Oh, yeah, when he's in a tree.
Tell you about it later. Yeah, you already know. All right, but YouTube, Twitch, do we say that?
Yeah, we're all good there.
Okay. That being said, let's talk about our Unfocus weeks. What you been up to, AJ?
You know, chilling. Actually, I'm going to do something because I keep wanting to do this, but I've just haven't done it yet. Oops.
Should I do my Unfocus
week? Yeah, I can do this and talk. But I have not even. It's still sealed. I got Mario Maker.
Oh shit! Mario Maker 2.
Yeah. So I've been wanting to buy it, and it was fun. Like I was just talking to someone the other day. And I was like, oh yeah, Mario Maker. I've been wanting to get that game. I keep telling myself to go and buy it, but I just never got around to doing it. And then I don't know where I was on Twitter, and you know, Twitter. I follow Cheap Ass Gamer, which you know tells you about sales with games at certain areas, and they're like, oh yeah, Mario Maker on sale right now on Amazon. I was like, what the fuck? It was like $44. So, yeah, I went ahead and got it.
Mm.
And 2 days later, I have it. I'm hearing, do you hear buzzing?
Yeah, I do. I'm right here.
Oh,
but
shit.
Not the left.
Oh, I hear it on my left. Oh, now I hear it everywhere. And I don't like it.
Maybe murder hornets?
No, I made it worse somehow.
No, that's better now. I don't hear shit anymore.
I still do.
Okay, I hear a little bit.
Yeah, I do hear a little bit, too. All right. That's weird. Anyways, another other news. What else did I do? I finished watching Slayer's Try. Nothing new I pulled from there. You know what I wanted to go over too? And what I found funny too? So monsters in the Slayers universe.
The monster race, yeah.
The monster race, they thrive and they get stronger the more people around them are like being feared or the more fear they have and the more anger they have, right? So yeah. They build their power off of negative energy, negative emotions, right?
They're like that one guy Nox from Heroes, yeah.
So at the whole time that Zelos was chilling with Lina's, you know, crew before they found out he was a monster, he wasn't doing anything to make them fearful or scared or anything like that. He was mostly pulling pranks and jokes, right?
No, he was kind of fucking them up though. Like he was making them frustrated. He was causing them to. He was doing things to annoy them and piss them off. Like from his very first appearance, he burned that shit in front of Zel'Gaddis.
That's true too. Because
it made
him angry,
and huh. he kept throwing. Okay. He kept throwing little hurdles in front of them and fucking them up.
Okay. Yeah.
And I feel like he just wasn't going all in on them because he didn't want to really hurt them.
Yeah.
But he definitely was getting his jollies off of them, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So you think he was doing some of that shit to build some energy, but he didn't want to build too much energy off of them, maybe?
Yeah. Because I feel like, you know, he didn't want to totally derail their team. You know, he wants them to still do what he did.
All right, I finally subscribed to our channel.
Oh, shit. Wait, can I?
If you have a Twitch account, which I don't think you do.
I don't think I do.
Yeah.
I had a JTV account.
And then
I should, right?
I don't know, because you had to transfer it over within a certain time period.
Oh, then I don't.
And that was fucking years ago.
No, I don't have it then.
Yeah, so maybe not. You could always make a new one, right?
That's true. I will do that. All right.
And then also, what else did I do? I finished reading Darkstalkers, the comics. And I was a little disappointed because it had ended and I didn't even realize it ended.
What do you mean?
So, and also there's a lot of storylines that just kind of just died out. It was weird because throughout the thing, you're following Morgan and what's his name? Dimitri.
Right.
And you also, you follow Felicia for a little bit. And who else do you follow? Oh, and the main thing you follow is that one dude with the sword.
Donovan,
yeah, with the little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're following their stories most of the time. But then Felicia's story just kind of ends and doesn't continue. And then I didn't realize it just ended. But, like, they get on the train. She takes, like, I'm going to go explore the world. And she takes off. And that was it with her.
Oh, she has a side comic, though, doesn't she?
I don't think she does.
I think there's a Felicia comic, bro.
Really?
I'll find out for you, but I think there is.
I don't think there is, but there are some side stories that happened throughout the comics that were part of the thing I have, and that all happened at the end. So I was reading through shit, and then I met Queen Bee and BB Hood.
Oh, what?
And BB Hood? More Felicia, and none of that shit connected to the storyline because it was already done. And I was like, wait, how can these storylines keep happening but keep ending, and we're not going back to the rest of it? And then I got to the end of the comic. I was like, oh, those were all fucking just side stories and shit. I'm like, oh shit, that shit ended like halfway through the book.
wait, I don't get it. Wait, I think I misunderstand.
Exactly, so did I. the whole time though, Pyron's coming up, right? There's a star.
Yeah, they're
in
all
the
trying
sky,
to stop Pyron.
And, Pyron's slowly coming to Earth, and he finally makes it.
This is the premise of Darkstalkers. For anyone who's never played or watched or read Darkstalkers, this is the premise of their story.
Spoilers, too, by the way, because I'm about to spoil it because it's super short.
Okay.
Pyron comes through, and Dimitri and Morgan see him, and they try to fight him. And then Donovan comes through and starts fighting Pyron, too. And then the little girl has some fucking hidden power and fucking defeats Pyron.
The little girl?
Yeah. That was fucking crazy.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
She could do something?
Which I wonder if maybe Donovan has a special or something like that that is her. Which I've never...
You know what? I think he has one where she grabs you, or like his counter is she jumps out or something.
Yeah, she has some built-up power in her or something like that, which is crazy.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, and then that happened, and then Pyron died, and then that's when the story started following all these other side characters. And I was like, huh. I'm like, okay, what's the next big thing that's gonna happen? Oh yeah, they teased Jedha too. That's what happened at the end. They teased Jedha afterwards
because he's the next villain after Pyron.
Yeah, and then we got all those side stories and it just ended. I was like, what the fuck, you know? So, and then there's no more after that. Like, they stopped the series afterwards. They probably canceled it or something. I don't know.
You ever read Darkstalkers versus Street Fighter?
We have it all.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you're getting them a lot. Remember, I was buying some of them.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Them.
We were taking turns buying them. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
And I haven't finished it though, but it wasn't connecting to the story in any way because you're seeing all the other characters. You're seeing the fucking raptor dude, the zombie dude, and you're seeing all these other characters, but you never got introduced to them at all. And there's also like a side story with the Abominable Snowman dude. Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Yeah, like all these characters kind of showed up and had their own little stories, and that was it.
Weird.
Yeah, so it was interesting. It was a good read up until it ended, you know? It's like, well, one of those.
So on like, a side note.
They could still do more, though, if they wanted to.
You feel like it's still open for that?
Yeah, it's definitely open.
Okay. On a side note, I don't know if you're going to like this or not, but there is a Darkstalkers manga called Vampire Saviors that has been translated into English.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's something you'd want to read.
Maybe.
But anyway, to answer your to talk about what you're saying, in 2010, Udon revived the series in a 3-issue miniseries entitled Darkstalkers: The Night Warriors, a compilation of both Udon series and Darkstalkers: The Ultimate Edition was released in 2012. Is that what you have there?
Ultimate Edition might be the whole comic series.
Yeah.
Okay. Night Warriors is it 3 issues, so that might be the ending right there. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that might be what you're looking for.
But I have I have volume 1 and volume 2. I have the trades that has, you know, everything in there, and that's the only trades that exist.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
An 8-issue comic book spinoff, Street Fighter versus Darkstalkers. We already know about that. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's it. Yeah, you're right. There's apparently all you got is Night Warriors. If you got to find that, after you find that, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I think I'm done then, because I think the second volume I have is called Night Warriors.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it has Felicia on the cover, and it's holographic cover too. Yeah, I have that one. That's the exact one.
I wonder if this is it. Yeah.
Man, that's the last one. That's the one I just finished reading.
Interesting. Okay, cool. Anything else for your focus week?
Soul Calibur, you know, and we did our Battle for the Stone too, and I challenged Steven. to take his Power Stone, my Power Stone originally, right? And he ended up pulling out Tekken Tag. And so, like, last time when he challenged me for my Stone and took it, I challenged him to Power Rangers Battle for the Grid, and that would end up horribly for me because I ended up losing that bad. Yeah, same thing happened for him. He chose Tekken Tag, and I ended up beating him.
Oh, wow, you got him?
Yeah, so I ended up taking the Stone back.
Oh, shit, nice.
And then the second Stone, Chris challenged him, and he ended up choosing to play Sam Show. And he beat Chris, and then Drew challenged afterwards, and he also beat Drew. So he ended up keeping his Red Stone, his Reality Stone. So that's where Stones are at now. And then Animal Crossing, a lot of Animal Crossing, just moving shit around and just building right now. Nothing special going on there. Oh, the update happened. I got the update. You can swim. And you're in the ocean. You're swimming around. It's kind of slow. I don't like to swim because, like, you know, you can run on land, right? And you're fucking running. You can get somewhere where you want to go. But when you're swimming, it's fucking speed, so slow. You can speed up and swim a little faster, but it doesn't. It's not as fast as running. So I get annoyed with that sometimes. And then, you find bubbles sometimes, and you go underwater and pick it up, and it's something. It's either an octopus or some type of weird underground, underwater creature or trash. I don't know. but, yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Okay. As far as I go, I've been reading Avengers Time Runs Out, which is the final step before I get to Secret Wars, you know, which is the big Avengers event I've been waiting to get to this whole time. I'm halfway through this Time Runs Out. I knocked out 2 books. I have 2 books left. It's pretty nuts. It's crazy thinking about the future of the Marvel Universe because it's funny how, like, Captain America and Iron Man kind of got taken out of the equation. And then once everything came all the way back around, you know, like, it was about them again. And it was like old man Cap versus fucking Iron Man from the future. Whoa. And I was like, fuck, we kind of do have that setup right now. Like, you know what I mean? I was thinking, I was like, true. Oh, shit, like, maybe this is on purpose, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty interesting stuff. Also, I realize Invisible Woman is really fucking strong, bro. She fucking almost beat everybody's ass. Everyone was fighting each other, and fucking she put everybody in invisible boxes. Like, and that's it. They were just stuck there. No one could do anything while they're in those boxes.
That sucks.
And I was like, yo, damn, she's really fucking powerful. I hope she comes off good in the movies when they make her. Other things, I've been reading that American Vampire. That shit gets fucking nuts. Dracula came into the story.
Ooh.
It's fucking sick. I didn't even know Dracula was going to be in this story. I was like, oh, shit.
That's crazy. Where is his from? What's his weakness?
We don't know yet, but we know that fool. So the only thing we've seen of him is a shadow, and he's basically been in a coffin through most of the continuity of this, like a sealed coffin.
This was the buzzing.
Oh, it was right touching my beer can.
Yes, it was.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, because, like, I came back all of a sudden when you moved.
There we go.
Oh, this plug is now retired, I guess, right?
Oh, we need it. Yeah, you're right.
I can mute this channel permanently.
Yeah, it's really interesting stuff because fucking, basically, you know, nobody wants Dracula to come back. Even the other vampires. And so the vampire...
I don't want Dracula to come back.
You know, even vampires don't want that fool to come back. The vampire hunter community has him, like, in captivity. So someone breaks in and steals his coffin is the problem. And vampires team up with vampire hunters because they want to fucking stop Dracula from coming out.
Because
I guess whenever he takes over, the world falls into, like, chaos and times of war and darkness and shit like that. And so I'm like, dude, this was a bad motherfucker. I didn't realize Dracula was such a problem. But it's pretty interesting shit. It's cool. So yeah, American Vampire has been good. Otherwise, I've been playing Splatoon. Man, that fucking shoe. This shoe I want to have the fucking power-ups I want. I can't get it, bro.
Oh, okay.
I can't fucking get it, dude. It's driving me nuts. It's like every time I almost get it, the last thing is the wrong thing or the second thing is the wrong thing. And I'm like, I'm using drink tickets. I'm using everything. I just can't get it to be what I want it to be. And it's not even as high level an item as some of the other items I was using. Maybe that's a thing. Have you noticed how some lower level items, like, fill up quicker, but are, like, harder to get what you're supposed to get?
Yeah, is that a thing? I wonder if that's a thing.
I know some items fill up slower than other items for sure.
Hmm.
But I don't know if that's if what I'm talking. I don't know if you get less of something or if I'm just getting unlucky.
Maybe I don't know.
Okay.
I have no clue.
Yeah, but it's,
chunks.
Yeah, I know. I got like fucking 32 chunks built up, and I'm like.
So, yeah, I got to wait for 2 items to show up or just get fucking, what, 20 more chunks. Just go out 60. Just get 60.
That shit makes me so mad that I have to do that. Like,
I think I did that. I think I saved that 60 for something. I just threw a fucking ball in.
Like,
yeah.
No more problems. Like, I want this one, right?
And the item wasn't even specialized in that ability either. It's just I forced it on.
Oh, you know, I think that's what a lot of people do at the end of the day. If they want something for fashion or for, like, fucking... No, or for the main ability.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll do that. Like, they'll just fucking force it.
Mm.
I seen one guy online. He wanted to get this fucking techno-looking outfit he had. He's like, but, you know, none of them have the stats I want. So I'm going to fucking force it. And he takes you through the whole journey of him forcing it on YouTube.
Mm.
And it's a fucking bitch, bro. To get the chunks, to get all the shit he needs. Like, it's a bitch.
Oh, they're asking for you. That's funny. It says, kill you. Are you here?
Oh, shit. Okay. Tell them I am.
They're not starting, though.
Oh, okay. Well, just tell them I am.
No, I'll tell them then.
Speak
anyways.
For me, AJ. All right. But yeah, that's the main stuff for my Focus Week. Otherwise,
you can find us on Twitter at unfocus28.
Yes. Also, don't forget, we are on, you can email us at gmail.com/unfocuspodcast. Ask us questions. Tell us things you want to talk about, et cetera, et cetera. Like, comment, and subscribe on iTunes. You know, you can download us there for free. So do that.
Also on Spotify and on Google Play and also on, I think it's called TuneIn, various other places. Go to collision28.com and you can probably find a group of links there leading you to various other platforms. You can get the podcast, the audio version.
You bish?
Yeah. Are we done?
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. This is the dude.
Let's do it.
The dude.
Yeah.
What? All right, AJ, you want to kick us off?
Yeah. Should I start with this big thing that happened?
Yeah,
with
you know
Evo?
What? Yeah, let's talk about the Evo shit right away.
Because Evo, some shit went down. Also, I think it started with the Smash community, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So people have been calling out other people for misconduct things, for not mostly sexual things is kind of what's been going on. People claiming to be raped, people claiming to been verbally harassed sexually and stuff like that, all types of things. And this reminds me, last year this happened with the Pokemon community on YouTube, where people are like calling out like, oh yeah, I met this person and you know, this guy's a pedophile and this and that. So things like that are now trickling into, I guess, other communities in some way. And then I guess people are also just at home, so they have time to think about these things too.
Yeah, and the communities are more active, especially online, I'm sure, because people have got nothing to do.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what triggered it, but yeah, people, a lot of Smashers got called out for things, and a lot of people are like taking breaks from social media now, and some have even like just straight up said like, you know what, I'm not going to play anymore, stuff like that. And then Evo happened in Evo too, and some called out Joey, I forget his last name, Coulier. AKA Mr. Wizard, who is the head CEO of Evo, who runs all those tournaments, been doing it for years. He's a founder, a co-founder, really, because he founded it with two other people, known as the Cannon Brothers, Tony and Tom Cannon. So they called him out, pretty much calling him a pedophile, because that's the shit that happened like 20 years ago. And he responded to it and apologizing, you know, pretty much saying he's guilty with it. And after that happened, all these companies and all these players are pulling out of Evo. Capcom pulled out any support for 2020. NetherRealm Studios, who does Mortal Kombat, pulled out. Bandai Namco pulled out. Some commentators like James Shen pulled out. He posted something on Twitter saying that he doesn't want anything to do with Evo until things are fixed. Sonic Fox, who's one of the biggest gamers, like people that play like Mortal Kombat and Dragon Ball Z and all that, he also said that he's not going to participate in Evo until something happens. And even Nintendo says some shit too regarding the Smash community, more say, but Nintendo says some shit about the whole thing too. And so since all that happened, and this all happened in less than 24 hours, where all those allegations came out, and then people start calling out shit, people start saying other shit, people start pulling out, and then Evo came out and said, okay, we're gonna put Mr. Wizard on some leave for now to figure shit out, and then shortly after, they're like, you know what, yeah, he's just out, he's not gonna be involved in any way anymore with Evo, he's gone, and the new CEO now is... I think it's Tony Cannon is now the new CEO now of Evo, so he's gonna be running shit now too. And which I've heard too, which I've always heard shit about Mr. Wizard, like, you know, not running things to the best of its capabilities.
He's always the source of controversy, if I remember correctly. There's always some little. I've never seen it be sexual.
Yeah, has ever been shit like that before? More just drama, other shit. Yeah, but like, just drama, this shit should have been run better.
Abuse of power. Some... I feel like I've heard little things about him, like,
yeah,
not putting the finances to where they should be for Evo and
stuff
like
that. Making, you know, bad decisions about, you know, what's happening at Evo. Like, so hopefully with Tony Cannon being there now, it'll be better in that sense. But also just better overall, so now people are not, like, afraid of having this, you know, a predator at, you know, this these events. And then also the words coming out, too, like, maybe they should have some overall code of conduct to put in place. Apparently the Smash community has that, where if someone steps out of line somewhere, then, you know, they get banned or punished in some way from certain Smash events. And the FGC, the fighting game community with, you know, Street Fighter and all those, don't really have anything like that. And so there's rumors saying that there's a group of people getting together and possibly putting together something like that. So when any tournaments happening in the future, you know, there'd be one strict guideline that everyone should follow, in addition to whatever that organization wants to uphold as well. So that's something that could be coming down the lines pretty soon. Also, when all that shit happened and EVO Online, which was supposed to happen last weekend, got canceled because this all happened last Thursday.
Yes, yeah, perfect timing out to fuck up that.
Yeah, and like, fucking EVO Online was 2 days away from actually happening and kicking off, and they just straight up just canceled all that because everyone had pulled out anyway, so there was nothing really to do. I think even that new game, Them Fightin' Herds, also pulled out as well, too.
Them Fightin' Herds, that's funny.
Yeah. So, so no EVO Online this year, no EVO at all this year, and I guess we'll have to wait to maybe early next year to see what EVO's going to be doing, because usually in January, February is when they start to announce what games are being played, where it's being held, and all that. So, yeah, we don't have any EVO at all this year, which is kind of crazy.
Should we hold a tournament in honor of EVO?
I mean, no tournament's going to be held right now, unfortunately, but... some other people are saying, oh, yeah, maybe these other tournaments that happen that are also big should be the new EVO. But everyone's like, you know what? Let EVO be EVO. You know, one guy's out. That's what needs to be happen. And let EVO evolve.
Yeah.
Let it be evolution.
Yeah,
you know?
let it go back to what it was. Evolution fighting game tournament.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess let's see what happens from there. But that's kind of what's going on with all that, in case anyone was interested in what's been going on with EVO and all that. All
right. So apparently... Mitchell Leib, who is the executive producer of Tron Legacy, is saying the time for Tron is now.
It is now.
Which is, I know you're a fan of Tron. This is a big counter to what we've heard in the past couple years from Disney, slowly seeming to seem like they're kind of sidelining Tron a bit.
Yeah, weren't they?
Yeah, because originally Tron 3 was proposed, you know, with Jared Leto, and then no one could confirm it, and then they just kind of dropped it. And then they were like, oh, we're going to do a Tron animated series, you know, and then they dropped that too. But now, apparently, Mitchell Leib, the guy who executive produced it, says he's been in talks with Disney to work on a possibility. They already got a script developed as a possibility, and it would be for Disney Plus.
Hmm.
And so, yeah, Tron 3 might be a go. We know it's at least being allowed to be talked about, which was a problem before that.
Like a straight-to-streaming movie?
Maybe, yeah. Huh. A straight-to-Disney Plus movie. And he says, Disney Plus, I think, is going to afford us the opportunity to expand and get much more diversified in the kind of content we create. So maybe you'll be able to make the Tron universe start to feel bigger and more fleshed out a little bit. And as a little stinger at the end, he was like, I just had lunch with Paul Hahn. So, you know, we're trying to work things out. And Paul Hahn is Daft Punk's manager.
Hmm.
So he said he just had lunch with him. And they were talking about it. And I was like, damn.
That sounds cool. Down. Yeah.
Daft Punk and Tron was a winning combination. I really like that about the movie.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I think that's probably what the first movie missed, was like some good like music to kind of go along with the whole sci-fi cyberness of it.
So 80s. It was a little too... Which it had cyber 80s music, but that's just played out. It's played out. Okay. It's played out now, though. You know,
I guess I wouldn't know what that sounds like.
It's not great. It's not great, you know?
I haven't seen the first movie, though. I should go watch that. Is it on Disney Plus?
I would imagine it is. That's a good question, though. I'm not sure.
Hmm.
Yeah, you should see it. It's really 80s, but it's really... When you think about the time and you watch it, you're like, this is pretty ahead of the game. This is like the Matrix before the Matrix, you know? Sword Art Online before Sword Art Online. Yeah. That's pretty cool shit. But, yeah. So, it's looking hopeful for the future of it. They have a script. They're talking to the Daft Punk managers, and Disney Plus says that there's a possibility for it, so...
That's cool.
Look forward to more Tron after all that bullshit of them holding it off, right?
Yeah, hopefully they do something with it, because I don't know. I feel like it has a big following, but But I guess the numbers don't show it to, like, in Disney's eyes.
Well, because Disney doesn't have many. There's not much Tron media. There's
Yeah.
a second Tron movie that came out like 40 years afterwards. You know what I mean? Like, that's. I mean, not 40, that's a lot.
No,
it was like, what, 15, 20 years?
yeah.
20 years after. Like, of course you don't have much of a following. There's two movies, you know, like across a huge board of time. So, and if they put more energy into it, I feel like it could be good.
Yeah. I mean, it was good though.
Yeah, they are good, yeah.
So, I don't know. Anyways.
AJ?
In other news, I guess you wanted more information on this. Oh yeah, I don't think we said it on the show yet, but for our break again this week, we're gonna do another Wednesday Night Fights.
Yes, sir.
So just heads up on that for anyone watching live right now.
Yeah.
And any podcast listeners, you are not gonna be and you're not gonna hear any of that. Actually, none of the podcast shit, not even the YouTube shit would see any of that. That's a live thing. Just like the music of the week was. But anyways, I know T's excited for this because I told him about this last week.
Yeah, man. Oh shit, you have a fucking video?
There's a fucking trailer for The World Ends With You, the animation.
What?
Official trailer.
They kept the same art style?
So this is not actual, like,
okay, cool, good. I was like, whoa.
No, I'm asking you, is this actual footage from the game at all?
No.
No?
I mean, some shots are from the game, but it's not footage from the game.
Okay, so this might be the actual
Yo,
way it looks.
Oh, it looks so much like the game.
Yeah, that's what I feel like, too.
They did a great job.
Yeah, so The World Ends With You was originally, what, on the DS?
Yeah. I wonder if Chibi Wagon says about this. This is fucking cool.
And no official date on it yet, but I think they said the end of this year or early next year. I forget what they said. But soon enough.
Dude, I'm fucking excited. The World Ends With You anime? Like, yeah. Oh my god. Oh,
Taichi said they played this trailer at the anime expo online thing. So that's probably where this came from.
Dude.
But yeah, this was what I was talking about last week. I guess I didn't have a trailer for it last time, but there's your trailer now. And yeah, it's Square Enix, of course, is doing it. Coming 2021. So
2021. Dude, yeah. That's not that long. Fuck, okay.
Yeah.
This shit's pretty far along, it looks like, huh?
Yeah. So yeah.
I like that we could be getting more anime. You know, between this and Kingdom Hearts, I like that they're like focusing on those things and that maybe these things will be coming out more often soon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty cool. That animation style is pretty dope. And they should do more stuff like that, I suppose. Actually, Square Enix has. They done Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy animes suck.
No, the movies.
Oh, okay. There's only one that's good, and it's old. No, it's cool.
All right, what you got?
So I don't know if this is gonna be good news, but it's along the lines of what you surprised me with.
Okay.
The Wonder Years reboot.
Oh, a reboot. Interesting.
They're making a new Wonder Years.
Bro. Interesting.
So
the original Wonder Years, it was in the 90s, early 90s, and it its timeline was based in like the mid 60s, yeah, mid to late 60s, and it was pretty much following the story of a child and just growing up and just random shit, you know, and you know, it had a bunch of like historical things happening and just how some of the, you know, characters dealt with it and just, you know, how people were living back then.
Right.
So would this focus on the 90s?
I'll tell you.
Maybe
so
80s?
Actually, this will be created by the guy who created the show Empire. And
okay.
It will, instead of focusing on a middle-class struggling white family, it will be focusing on a middle-class struggling black family from Alabama, but will be set in the same 1960s era as the
Whoa.
Original show. So there might be some cross there, some parallel. During the height of the civil rights movement.
Okay,
which
yeah.
has been mentioned in the other Wonder Years show.
Yes, it has.
Original series star Fred Savage will both direct and executive produce this new version of the series, and co-creator Neil Marlins from the original will return as consultant for the reboot.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Everybody
okay.
who was involved, or all the major people that were involved in the old one, will be involved in this one. All
right, that's cool.
Yeah, I thought you'd trip out on that. I was like, damn, yeah. AJ's going to fucking be surprised.
Yeah, that's dope. That sounds cool. I like how it's going to be like in the same timeline, just in a different area.
I feel like they might do a moment where they recast Kevin. Is that his name Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin, yeah.
Yeah, where they recast Kevin and have the characters meet or something, you know? Like,
yeah. And
I don't
what's
know.
Funny, too, is that, what's his name, Fred Savage?
Yeah.
He still looks the same.
I know, bro. I know. I've seen him, and I'm like, dude, you look like the same motherfucker,
yeah.
dude.
Which is funny.
Every time I hear him, I hear the song in the background, you know? Like,
that's funny.
Yeah, so Wonder Years that reboot. That sounds cool. Yeah. They said they're shooting for next year, but there's no solid date on
it. Well, like, where's it going to be shown? Like, is it going to be on TV? Is it going to be, like, straight to, like, a Netflix or a Hulu?
That is a solid... Okay. ABC. Sorry, ABC. ABC.
Fuck. So it's going to be on TV.
Yeah, you never know. That's what the old one was done by. It was ABC, so...
Yeah, I remember it more, like, on Fox, though, unless it was...
I think they sold it to them, though, you know?
You know what I learned, too, is that sometimes studios will make something but not show it on their own channel.
Yeah, they'll sell it. And that happened a few times too. I feel like there's something that we all liked when we were kids.
I think Friends was like that. I think Friends was made by CBS, but it was like shown on NBC or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's what I heard.
I feel
recently.
Like even The Simpsons, I don't think no, it was made by Fox. Never mind. No, Fox made The Simpsons. Yeah. No. I take that back.
But
it's definitely happened before. I know what you mean. Yeah.
So maybe they do some other shit like that. Scrubs was made by Disney and showed on ABC on NBC.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Interesting.
Scrubs made by Disney? I didn't know that.
That's crazy. I know, right? Or was it made by ABC, who also is owned by Disney?
Oh, wow. Freeform, bro. Freeform.
Oh, yeah.
AJ, your turn.
But yeah, that's crazy about Wonder Years. In other news, I'm not sure if you mentioned this last week or maybe you heard this somewhere else and told me about it, but there's a glitch in Animal Crossing that came with the new update. And apparently, I haven't experienced this myself, but if you make a Zen bridge, or if you have a Zen bridge, and you try to walk over it, there's an invisible wall. You can't cross over the bridge.
You know what? I think we talked individually about it. So, yeah, I don't think we talked about it on the podcast. Yeah. All right, yeah, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, I don't think you told me what it was. But, yeah, it looks like it's just a glitch happening randomly to people, because I have two Zen bridges, and I just made a new one. I just destroyed one and built a new one in the last couple days, and I can walk over it just fine right now. So, I'm not sure what the... what processes have to have happened to get this glitch, but I'm not seeing it. But apparently a lot of people are reporting that they do have this glitch. So if you're playing Animal Crossing, be careful with your Zen bridges and be careful of putting new ones until you get a new update. Okay. Right now we're on the 1.30 update, so wait for like a 1.3x, that's not zero.
Okay. Other news. The long-awaited sequel to Ernest Cline's Ready Player One is coming out this year.
A sequel?
Yeah. So
a book
I don't know if you know. Ready Player One is a short novel.
Yeah.
It's a book, right?
Is it another novel coming out? That's a sequel? Okay.
Second book is coming out.
That's cool.
November 24th. It's called Ready Player Two. Surprise, motherfucker. And I don't.
Oh shit.
I don't know. They haven't talked much about the premise and what it's gonna be. But you know. This comes out 9 years after the release of the previous book.
Oh, so 9 years. Well, okay.
Yeah. Cool. So, and with this being announced, we can't help but wonder, did the success of that movie push this? And is there definitely going to be a second
successful
movie? I think it was, right?
I think it was fairly successful,
It was, yeah, because that shit had pretty decent sales.
That's true.
People didn't... I didn't watch it because
I didn't see it either.
I didn't like the idea of... because I've read a little bit of the book. The way that they portrayed it felt weird to me, in the trailers of the movie and stuff, so I was kind of, turned off a little bit, so I haven't watched it. But I do want to watch it. I heard it's really good.
Yeah, I haven't watched it or read it. I think Carla read the book.
I have the book, too, if you want to. I mean, it's short, too, dude. It's not long. It's got a...
Yeah, words don't do it for me, I'm like Toph.
I ain't glad at you, but I ain't mad at
you. I've seen the book once. It doesn't do it for me.
I thought you meant because you're blind. He just can't read it. Okay. But yeah, that is going to be happening. November 24th is a release date. I'm not going to tell you the little bit of spoilers that are out there because I don't want to fuck it up for anyone.
Okay.
But yeah, they're it's going to be keep going. So I'm going to assume that I'm going to say 2025, bro. Ready Player 2, the movie.
Mm. Tai Chi says he's read and watched it. And it speaks to our generation, he says.
It does, it does.
I'll watch the movie then.
Yeah, I want to watch the movie.
I'll let it literally speak to me.
Literally. All right, AJ.
All right, so Game Pass. You ever heard of Game Pass?
Nope.
Xbox Game Pass. I don't know. I was supposed to do more research on this, but I don't know exactly what it is. But from my understanding, it's like PlayStation Plus, where you sign up for this and you get the online shit, but you also get access to random games every month that you're allowed to download and play for free. and until it expires, or maybe you just have it forever, and unless you give up your Game Pass.
So it's like those arcades, right, where you had to like pay a certain time limit, and you can play any game you want for that time limit.
It's Netflix for games, says Tai Chi. So then, in that case, it's more of their xCloud shit, where you stream the game straight to your console, maybe. Something like that. Anyways, you have access to games, and you can play these games for free. Well, not technically free, because you're paying for a subscription. But not only can you use this on your Xbox console, but you can also play it on PC, too. So you can also stream or play games on PC from the Xbox Game Pass, which is pretty dope, which I should probably sign up for, because I fucking play on PC. Apparently, Soul Calibur is one of the new games this month, or at least coming soon, that you can play with an Xbox Game Pass.
Oh, wow, really?
Which is cool. And there's various other fighting games on there, too. Like, I think Mortal Kombat's on there, and various other games. I think Power for the Grid, Battle for the Grid is on there. Power Rangers is on there, too. And some other stuff. So, yeah, if you have an Xbox and you have Game Pass and you want to be a fighting gamer, go play Soul Calibur. Do it. This is a great way to kind of just get your feet wet with the game, for sure. Like, you're getting it for free, right? You're already paying for something. Just go and play it and get used to it, so you don't got to spend money to learn the game. But yeah, check it out. You should probably go check in right now. Go to Discord.
All right.
All you do is go to Discord and just be like, yo, I'm here.
I thought you already did that for me.
No, I didn't do it for you. You should probably just do it for yourself, because I'm doing it under my own name over here.
Oh, I see.
Want me to give you other news, or you want to?
Yeah, just so I can do this.
All right. So, in other news, the company, I think it was Sega that announced this, revealed a new project for 2020, and it's coming out in Japan later this year, and it's the Astro City Mini. It's a tiny arcade cabinet, and it's supposed to have like 30-something games in it, and here is a picture. This looks like one of the Japanese arcade machines that you would see if you ever went to Japan. And I've seen variously, you know, randomly in random arcades around here.
Lollipop and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Six buttons on it, too. It has that layout as well. And so you're there. So actually, go to the check-in. So get out of that. Go to the hamburger menu. And then you get to go into their check-in channel right there. Yeah, now you can check in there. Just I'm here, yeah. But yeah, so Astro City Mini is going to have games like Alien Syndrome, Alien Storm, Golden Axe, and Golden Axe Revenge of Death Adder, Columns 2, Dark Edge, Puzzle and Action, Taunt R, Vulture Fighters on there as well, Fantasy Zone, and Alter Beast, and various other games coming out later this. Oh, yeah, what's cool about this too, actually, is that the buttons have micro switches, which is cool. That's like some legit shit as far as arcade machines go. And it also will have, it'll be powered through micro USB, and it also has some type of hookup, for not only HDMI, but also for an additional joystick via USB, which is, does that mean you can plug in your own into it and play like two players, or can you hook up two of these together?
I think that would make more sense, right?
Well, that would be doper as well, though.
I don't know for sure. I'm just,
yeah, I don't know either. But that's kind of what they said. But yeah, we can expect to see this later this year in Japan for about $120.
Okay.
No word on a U.S. release yet, but I'm pretty sure if anyone wants this, it'll go and import it, which I'm almost down for it, because this thing looks dope.
All right. In other news, the creator of One Piece has introduced himself a new story. It's a side manga about Luffy's brother, Porcus D. Ace. And it's a spinoff called Ace's Story, and it tells you about how he kind of came and rose to famousness and rose to power, and why he was such a big deal in the One Piece world. This has already been greenlit for an anime adaptation, not anytime soon, but it'll be by the Dr. Stone illustrator. So I'm guessing the anime will be out, you know, a few years from now. But it's cool that there's actually a spinoff for One Piece finally. It's been a long time since they've done anything like that. And if you are interested in reading this and you don't want to wait, you can go to Viz Media.
Ooh.
And Viz website. They've already translated it there. There's only one volume, which I think equates to like 5 or 6 chapters altogether. There will be a volume 2, but the release date has not been announced. But yeah, it's about his adventures in East Blue before he became a big pirate. People seem to like it. And it seems to give you a little bit more depth into the character, because everyone always feels like that character got a little bit shorted. But yeah. So keep your eyes out for that. The Porcus D. Ace special will probably have more releases through Viz Media directly. They seem to have a direct plug to it. So keep an eye out there for it.
What was this again? Sorry.
This is a spinoff for One Piece. Oh, a manga shit. Spinoff about Luffy, the main character's brother.
So this is the one that's supposed to be called Two Piece, right?
Yes, this is that we talked about. This is Two Piece. This is Two Piece. And it's called Ace's Story. You guys should check it out.
Comma, Two Piece.
All right, AJ. All
right, should we...
yeah, maybe we should take a break, huh?
Take a break. Yeah, because I got a little bit of news left.
Yep, I got like... three things left, so
perfect. All right, so we're gonna take a break here. We're gonna chill out for a minute, and we have like 10 minutes actually until the fucking tournament starts.
All right.
Okay. This is the news. The news.
Let's get it. All right. You want to kick us off, AJ?
Yeah. So. Already went over that. So new games for the NES and Super NES. If you have Nintendo Switch Online, you have that NES and SNES stuff you can access. And this is where Donkey Kong Country is coming to.
Nice. Are they going to cover all the Donkey Kong countries?
No, just that one right now. Okay. I mean, in the future, they might. They slowly roll out games over time. So they may bring it. But as of right now, they just announced that one. Donkey Kong Country, the first one. Also, Natsumi Championship Wrestling.
That's, oh, shit. What game is that? I don't even know that one.
It sounds epic, though. What does Natsumi mean?
That's somebody's name.
Oh, shit. And then for the NES side, a game called The Immortals coming out there. So, yeah, they used to do shit every month, but I think they realized that it's going to run out quick. So, like, this year they announced, like, they're going to roll out things whenever they want now. So, Donkey Kong Country and Natsumi Championship Wrestling for Super NES and The Immortal for NES. On your Switch, if you have the online stuff.
All right, you know, something we talked about maybe a few months ago on the podcast was that they were considering doing a Star Trek series with the creator of Rick and Morty. Well, there's already a trailer for that, which is oddly I cannot find it on YouTube. But I see clips for it. I see parts of it. But I can't find the actual trailer on YouTube. I don't know if they pulled it or what happened.
That's weird.
But it's going to be called Star Trek, The Lower Decks, and it is an animated fucking series.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. They said it will connect with, you know, Discovery Season 3 and Picard Season 2. It's all going to be on CBS as well.
And it's animated?
It's animated. Oh, wow. Dude. Yeah, it looks very Rick and Morty, like, you know, very CGI jokey.
Yeah.
But, you know, they said it will keep with the Star Trek mythology, and they said they are withheld to the same guidelines that every Star Trek show is, like, try not to make episodes that have been made before, or like, you know,
is this
try to come up with new ideas and shit like that, you know?
Is it still following the Enterprise, or is it following someone else?
A different crew altogether. It's just called Lower Decks.
Okay.
I guess basically, decks are like the levels on the ship, you know? Like, so I guess Lower Decks is supposed to imply these are the people that like people forget about. Or
Are these people still on the Enterprise, but just somewhere else? Or well, no, is it other crew?
Not every Star Trek is on the Enterprise.
It's not? Oh, okay.
Yeah, most of them are, but not all of them. There's like a good... three or four that are like elsewhere, you know?
Oh, okay, cool.
And yeah, this one looks like it too will be elsewhere. Okay. But I'm not sure though. I'm not 100%. All we know is that they revealed this stuff on the 1st, and they said August 6th will be the release date of the episode.
That's cool. So it's like those guys on the firebending airship where they all got like led to like, you know, the bottom floor or
it's
something.
100% just like
it's
that.
It's just those guys.
It's 100% like that, dude. It looks pretty fucking cool like in that way. All right. But yeah, AJ?
Konami made an announcement, I think today, maybe it was yesterday, but Castlevania is getting an anniversary collection. And this is being put out by a limited run for the PS4 and Switch coming out this fall. So if you're a Castlevania fan, go check that out. And Limited Run Games does shit like this a lot. They'll put out some type of anniversary collection once in a while or have some soundtrack, which led me to remember the Tekken soundtrack that was supposed to come out on vinyls.
And it went did that ever happen?
And it wasn't by Limited Run Games, but I knew it was by some random company like that. And yeah, they happened, and Tekken 3 just came out, and it's like $80 for fucking four vinyls, double-sided vinyls. $80. The Tekken 1 and Tekken 2 ones, they're only, I think they're just two vinyls that are double-sided, and those are only like $30. Tekken 3 is 80. I kind of want it,
though.
What? Yeah.
Tekken 3 is 80?
I want it, though. Should I do it? Tekken 3 is the one soundtrack I wanted on vinyl.
80? That's a lot of money.
Four vinyls, double-sided.
Oh, I see. Well, maybe that's worth it.
Is it? Yeah.
I mean, it's a little pricey, bro. I would pay like 50, honestly. 50, 60.
I'll wait a couple months to see if it drops, because I was kind of afraid that the Tekken 1 and Tekken 2 soundtracks won't be there for so long, because that was announced, earlier in the year?
Yeah.
But they're still there, so maybe I'll just pick up Tekken 2 for now. But I want 2 and 3 soundtrack and maybe 5s.
Yeah, that'd be dope. I love 5 soundtrack, too.
Yeah.
3 and 5 are both really good. 4 is iconic just because I played it so much, I guess.
Yeah. maybe. We'll see.
All right. In other news, Walmart is converting 160 of its stores' parking lots into drive-ins for the summer.
Oh yeah, someone told me this.
Yeah, that's really happening. It's their way of like bringing people together, but promoting social distancing. You know, you just roll up in your car.
Yeah, see, y'all fucked up. This whole like drive-through car thing was awesome, and you guys got rid of it for some reason and started putting up just these big, you know, megaplexes.
Well, actually, it's been...
Now what's up?
It's been bubbling for the past few months, as a matter of fact. There's been a few drive-ins that have kind of been, like, doing that shit these days. There's a few movies that came out right when the quarantine happened, and there's a drive-in that's about, like, maybe an hour, or, like, sorry, 45 to 50 minutes drive from here. It's a long-ass fucking drive.
Where is it? Do you know?
I cannot remember exactly.
Because I've heard there's one, like, in Palmdale or something like that.
Is it Palmdale or is it Pasadena? I want to say it's,
you
like...
know what? I think there might be one in Santa Fe, California, not New Mexico.
Oh, well, that wasn't that far.
Santa Fe Springs, I think is what it's called.
Oh, you know, I think they do have one there. I think I've heard of that one before.
I know there's a swap meet there, and it looks like it's being held in a drive-thru movie theater.
Yeah.
Because I used to hit up like this one drive through a lot, and only because on the weekends in the mornings they would do swap meets. And I would go there with my grandfather all the time. And at night it was a move-in theater. Like, you can't do drive throughs or like that during the day. It kind of defeats the purpose. So the only time it's open is that night, which is probably the other reason why they kind of died out, because you can only do them at night. And during the summer, you have less hours you can do it.
Yeah.
So, anyways, but apparently it was one of the movies? City of Industry. Really? There's one out in City of Industry?
Yeah, there is one over there.
Oh, shit. Okay, that's where it's at then. Oh, you've been there.
But yeah, anyway, they're going to be looking at 160 of them. You can see on their website directly to see. It's going to be all across the U.S.
Oh, yeah, and Walmart has... Go ahead.
All right. they'll also be selling concessions, you know, popcorn, soda, all that stuff. To the moviegoers, you can order them online in advance and just have a curbside pickup. You drive by, pick it up, drive to your movie spot, park there, you're good. You got all your shit. You're ready to go.
Yeah.
So they're trying to make it convenient and smart. I really hate on Walmart because they're very negligent, I would dare say, to the to their consumers. But then apparently I like this, though. At least they're doing something, you know?
We'll see how good it turns out. Well, I was wondering, like, how they have access to this type of shit, but they do own, I think it's Vudu or one of those.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, you know when you buy a DVD and it's like, oh, yeah, you can download this digital copy of it. And they own one of the platforms that does that.
Oh, I see.
At least I think they used to. I think they might have sold it, maybe. I don't know. But I think they own a streaming service, and that's probably how they have access to some movies that they can possibly stream. And any word on whether or not they could do new releases, or is just like...
There's no words as to what the releases will be, whether it's going to be new or old, as a matter of fact, actually.
But yeah, we'll see if that works. We'll see what any Walmarts around here does that.
Yeah. I like the idea. We only have one near us, right? The one on Van Nuys.
No, there's one in Porter Ranch. There's one in Burbank that just opened up like two or 3 years ago.
They just opened one in Burbank? Wow, yeah. I didn't even know about that, actually.
And then... Those are the closest ones I can... Oh, there's also one in Woodland Hills somewhere.
Burbank has enough problems, bro. Okay, AJ, you want to hit something?
Pokemon Go had its 4th year anniversary just a couple days ago. I think on the 6th or the 5th? 5th or 6th of July is when the first Pokemon Go came out 4 years ago. What was that, 2016? So it's 4 year anniversary. And it kind of, I guess... Show how, like, kind of flex, I guess. What should we call it? Niantic came out and said that the game has now surpassed 3 trillion dollars in global player spending.
Jesus.
So all these people that have been playing it has spent over $3 trillion in this game, buying random Pokeballs and probably event passes and various other items. Like, I don't remember what else you can buy. It's been so long since I played. But yeah. $3 trillion, that's a fucking lot of money.
Okay.
I bet you that one dude with all the fucking the 36 phones he has buys a lot of shit.
36 phones.
Yeah, remember the guy with the bike in the Philippines somewhere?
Oh, yeah, the old man with his plane. Yeah, that's right. He was a pro. That's right. He was ahead of the game.
All right. I got one more story.
Okay. I think I just got a couple. So, Sabrina, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
The Netflix one. I haven't finished watching it.
Canceled.
Canceled?
Yeah, bro. The season coming out this year will be the last season.
Okay, at least it wasn't just canceled in the middle of some shit before, like... So there's one final season, and huh?
Yeah, 8 episodes will be released later on this year. Oh, wow.
Just
8? Yeah, and that will be the finale.
They've had before.
I'm not sure, actually. I was hoping you could tell me, as a matter of fact.
Damn it. I wonder if they've done it or not. I think I'm in the middle of season 2, I think. And they mentioned Riverdale, which Riverdale is currently a TV show that's happening.
Yeah, exactly. And
based off the Archie universe.
And there are connections to Sabrina and Archie.
Yeah, because Sabrina is an Archie IP. So I wonder if they've done anything with that. Or I wonder if this stopped that from happening, if it hasn't happened already.
I also could see a possibility of Sabrina just transitioning into Archie, into Riverdale.
Oh, shit. That could be a thing, too. That'd be cool.
I don't know. I don't know anything. I'm just saying, you know. I think it'd be kind of cool. But, yeah, the season coming out will be the last season of Sabrina. You guys keep an eye out for it. I wonder if Satanists had anything to do with this.
That's what I'm wondering, too.
You think the same thing, like Satanists might have foiled Sabrina?
Because it definitely goes into all that shit, for sure.
So. Yeah, and they had beef with them earlier in the year, or last year, I guess.
Mm.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I was surprised, because I heard the show's been good, so...
It's been a chilling adventure, you know?
Well, Netflix says it has a spooky, sexy, and supernatural series finale. So
okay.
Yeah, that's all we know. There's also details, but I'm not going to read them because I don't know anything about this. So I don't want to spoil it for someone else.
Well, my last piece of news. Apparently, freaking Nintendo UK is getting some cool shit. They're getting these cool phone covers. Animal Crossing theme and a Splatoon one. And... The Splatoon one? Look at it.
Yo, that's the Splatoon one?
It's like the actual phone you actually have in the game, too. Because I think you have a phone at some point in the game.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I forgot what it is, though. But this is kind of the shape it is. And yeah, it's a real thing that actually exists as a phone case. But it looks like I was so down to like go ahead and just order one right here and like have it shipped from the UK or some shit, or try to figure out how I can do that. But those Splatoon cases only fit on iPhones that are older, like the iPhone 8 and 7, and I currently have like a 10 or something like that. Yeah, you might be able to use it, Wax, for sure. Yeah, I was gonna get the green one. That was the one I was gonna take. Let's see, there's a list here. iPhone SE 6, 6S, 7, and 8. I think I have a 10 or some shit, or 11. I don't know what I have. I have not this though. But my shit don't fit in there. But then I was looking at it too, and it looks like you can maybe 3D print one of these. Anyways. But yeah, these are cool. $30. And, well, whatever euros or pounds, whatever they do out there.
Okay. All right. And other things.
Oh, shit. They won't be delivering this shit until November. Damn.
November?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, wait. My bad. They do shit backwards in the UK. It's actually July 11th, not November 7th.
Oh, okay.
Because they do day and then month. We do month to day.
Oh, so you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, fuck. That's funny. And then it's out like 27. I was like, what? There's no 20th of the month.
So they do day and then the month, huh?
Yeah, they switch day and month.
Interesting. Okay. Other piece of news. So Marvel has officially acquired the rights to Alien and Predator's comic book series.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were currently owned by Dark Horse until recently, but Marvel has officially claimed them. I don't know if they paid them off to get it or what. But, you know, a lot of people in the industry are excited about this. David Finch is excited about it. And who's this fucker's name? Mikey D. He's like a famous artist who's drawn both Alien and Predator comics. He says he's excited that Marvel's doing it. He said, I can clearly remember when I saw each of these modern masterpieces for the first time and reveling in both masterfully weaved extraterrestrial dread and dramas, blah, blah, blah. He liked it. Moral story, he liked it.
Yeah.
And he's happy that Marvel has Mikey. Both. And that, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know if I can trust Marvel Comics to do cool shit. I feel like sometimes their spinoffs are a little wacky. But
yeah, like anytime they get like a cool property like that, I've never heard of them doing anything cool with it.
Agreed. but I guess we'll have to see. The interesting thing about this is that Marvel technically has the rights to the Alien movies.
Huh.
Yeah.
Because of all this? Because
they bought Fox.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, okay.
So Marvel technically owns the Alien movies, and I'm assuming that there's a connection there to why they bought these comics.
Okay, get it. Don't get it twisted. It's Disney owns Alien.
Sorry. Let me put it. I'm sorry. I kept saying Marvel, huh?
Yeah.
I was only thinking that because I feel like Marvel has an influence into them wanting to buy Alien and Predator from Dark Horse for the comic rights.
Probably.
But you're right. Disney has Alien's rights. And I feel like Marvel might be trying to muscle their way in there. Or
so maybe Disney's like, oh, we have this property, but this doesn't fit with the Disney shit. Let's give it to Marvel because they're into that crazy action stuff, right? So
exactly.
They can off shit like they can do that now, right?
Yeah, Marvel's famously written a lot of weird-ass side comics like Conan the Barbarian, Dracula, like random shit like that. You know, Marvel just has a hand in a lot of different weird shit. It's pretty interesting shit. So I was like, I don't know what they're going to do with it or if they're going to do anything with it. But, you know, I'm sure they're going to put more comics out. But it makes me wonder, the movies in the future going to start connecting to these? Because a lot of people like that. Like the comics for Aliens famously kind of go backwards and tell you some history of the movies and shit. But
yeah,
people also famously don't always like that history because written by some random person. And they're like, no, this is bullshit, you know?
You think they'll try to squeeze it into the MCU somehow?
No.
Didn't
maybe Dracula? I could see them doing some of the horror shit.
Didn't Spider-Man make a reference to Alien?
He did.
Yeah,
but he referenced it as a movie.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know.
So that kind of defeats it too. There.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'm kind of like, I don't imagine him actually saying that. I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm out of news. You got anything else?
Yeah, I got one last thing. We mentioned that the people who did, you know, the Invisible Man last year, Blumhouse, over with Warner Brothers, Legendary Pictures. These guys are actually doing the Wolfman movie, and they got the same person who did the Wolfman, who did the Invisible Man movie, to direct this movie. And everyone liked the Invisible Man movie. And you know how I told you, they're slowly trying to fashion their universe, right?
Right.
Their fucking dark universe. Having the same director on there might be a good thing for that going forward, you know, keeping the continuity going. Might even see a cameo from the, you know, the characters from Invisible Man. I don't know. But I just thought it was cool that they were able to score the same director. Lee Whannell. They did Invisible Man. Like I said, Invisible Man was pretty fucking cool. That was one of the better things that came out last year. So highly recommend it. I'm very interested to see how Wolfman goes with Ryan Gosling as the Wolfman.
Oh, shit, for us.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling as the Wolfman. So we'll have to see how he does it.
Well, let's see how their reboot of their universe happens. And
yeah, well, it's not reboot. Tom Cruise doesn't count. They just started over.
That's a reboot, no?
The Mummy? No, it's not reboot. They're saying the Mummy never counted.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Retroactively.
Okay. Oh, okay.
They're starting from...
They're retconning shit now, huh?
Yeah, they're starting from Invisible Man now.
Oh, okay.
So it's not really a reboot.
So it's still going. It just...
It's a reboot of the old school one. But not of like whatever
like a beta
the fuck.
Test, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was a beta test. Didn't work out so well, but we're going for it anyway. Okay. You know, we're going for it.
Oh, man. That's okay, fine. Do you. All right.
All right. Yeah.
We're all done, right?
Yeah. What you got planned for your focus?
I don't know. Honestly, I have no plan. Okay, maybe play this Mario Maker because I have Mario Maker now.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe fuck with that. But definitely just so far my routine's been wake up in the morning and check out Animal Crossing and go hit my rocks and go check the prices of, you know, the turnips and all that and talk to people and that's it. That's my day now. it's Animal Crossing that. And I want to start like diving into Sungmina shit. So. That's kind
in depth.
Yeah, because like we were saying last week, like I feel like I have Tom down now, and like all I'm stuck on now is not only like learning Wong combos, but just learning other characters. So let me go learn Sungmina shit and just fucking get good with that. So I have a good secondary. Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Yeah, actually, maybe I should play that just in case for Sunday night. So that might be a good idea, or maybe study some Virtual Fighter. I don't know. I think that's pretty much all I have planned, really.
All right. For me, I'm going to definitely finish this American Vampire. Might even finish it after this episode.
I have Sonic comic to read, too. I forgot.
Yeah, dude. I want to catch up on that Street Fighter comic. I keep forgetting to do that. Very much looking forward to reading that more. I want to know about this more about this World Ends With You anime. I'm very excited that's happening. That's pretty fucking cool. If you didn't catch that, Chibi, I just need to go back and look at the earlier part of this podcast. But otherwise, that's about it. Oh, I'm going to catch up on the Dawn of X-Men stuff by Jonathan Hickman that's been coming out. I'm going to finish that shit. I've been liking that. So, but I think that's about it.
Yeah. Also, Wags was saying that the Alien comics, when he was a kid, he read it and it messed him up.
Oh, shit.
That explains a lot. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Does that have anything to do with your music taste? How you like some badass shit and some random whack shit? Yeah. No, I'm just playing. But anyway, anything else?
Yeah, I think we're done. We're out.
I'm focused.
And then there's not going to be no after show because I need to leave.
Okay.
So peace out. We are gone.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every
Wednesday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at unfocusedpodcast. Subscribe, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, the audio version, on Apple Podcasts. Or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to subscribe!